It's the Third Street Podcast.
Are we live?
Welcome back to the Third Street Podcast. It's the podcast where we talk about some music and we do some trivia. Josh, how you feeling tonight?
Feeling pretty good. How you feeling?
A little too enthusiastic. Don't ever do that again.
I was ready for you.
You were.
Blarney.
It kind of made me feel attacked. How ready you were for
it. Yeah, you froze up. You didn't know. You thought about it for a second.
Got him.
It was like.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He got him.
Yeah, it goes both ways, man. Look, I surprise you and you can turn around and surprise me back.
That was just funny.
The show isn't scripted, man.
That was funny.
Contrary to popular belief online, the show is not scripted.
Nope.
No one has said
anything,
that once.
Anything can happen.
The show isn't scripted.
Anything can't happen. Sorry, I read that wrong. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, so let's pick some teams. All right. Now... Josh and Wyatt are on a team.
Is it post a great? You know, post editing is phenomenal.
Not scripted.
So we have Geno's East, which is Josh and Wyatt, and we have the Shamcock Saints over here on
Blarney
on my right. Man, we should have spun the wheel. Let's. So you got what? You got Dale.
Perfect.
Long and Dale we trust, and then you have this dude's name, Spencer Wasdorp. Okay, so
Wasdorp.
Call it in the air.
Dale.
Tis Dale. The Geno's East. Nice. You guys get to go first. Nice. But before that, cue the tunes.
This is actually me playing the drums.
I really need to do something with that intro to make it like, yeah. Ba, 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 da. And then it just fades right into the board. But Geno's East. pick a category.
Go, Josh.
Oh, what do you think, album art?
You know I love the album art.
Josh
bro.
Loves
for
himself.
3 points.
Some
album. Oh. Or do you want to go two? Let's go two.
I
points.
Didn't like Eston's reaction, so let's go two.
It's a very safe choice going for two right off the bat. Album art, 2 points.
You're not invited to my birthday party.
This is an album from 2004. I need the artist and the title of it.
Papa Roach. Getting Away with Murder. It was on this. What was this called, though? Do you know what this is called?
No.
Oh, it's right there. I know it.
Oh!
I know it's not right. Getting Away with Murder.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Papa Roach, Getting Away with Murder. Have a little more confidence in yourself, man. That's correct.
It is? Oh.
I was going to guess that, actually.
Damn, I thought that was just the song.
Yeah,
Josh is
literally
carrying me on his back.
It's all right.
Wyatt,
it's all right.
Wyatt just doesn't even make a sound. Not even a even a mumble.
Tannen, what do you want to go for, man?
Geno's East, 2 points.
You're usually pretty good at music trivia. I'm usually decent. Let's go yellow music trivia.
All right, yeah. We'll do music trivia down the middle.
Music trivia, 2 points. What year did Nickelback release their first EP?
97? 96?
That sounds early to me.
98?
Hmm.
I feel like it was like 97.
I think your 97 is... I think if I had... Man, I really don't know this, but I think 97 is correct.
97 sounds solid to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime. 97.
Yeah. We'll go with 97.
97, final guess?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
96.
Are you going to collaborate over there? Gino's East? Is that a gym?
It sounds no! Like a, it sounds it's like pizza.
A pizza,
dude.
Dog.
It doesn't say it on here, but it's
it looks
deep
like
dish.
It looks like a gym t-shirt, and Gino's East sounds like a gym as well.
But it doesn't really matter. 96 is correct. Two gosh, more points for Gino.
96 is the year I was born, ladies and gentlemen. That's
wow.
A great year.
Wow. I was already 6 years old.
God damn it. All right, got to have some big
yeah, we hopefully
here.
We get a...
All right, Gino's, pick another category.
Should we go album art for one?
Let's go album art for three.
Three. Let's do it.
We're ahead by four. Let's send it.
You guys are
I know, but if we go up by five, then we're up by two scores.
Mm-hmm. Because you can only get three.
All right, let's do one.
You're up by two scores now.
Album art for 1 point.
True.
One?
Yeah.
Tandem, we got to be ballsy, man.
Mm-hmm. Album art, 1 point. This is a Florence and the Machine album from 2009. Just need the title of it.
I am not a Florence and the Machine guy.
Dang, me neither.
I knew you guys weren't. But no, you should know it.
Florence and the Machine.
My guess is Big Lungs.
Well, you're on the right track.
Say,
I think.
Big Lungs, lock it in.
Big Lungs, lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
Big Lungs is incorrect.
All right,
Shamcox.
I feel very, very, very.
I think you
rough
could be
on
right.
This, but I'm gonna just go with Dog Days Are Over.
Sure. Yeah. That sounds accurate. It's at least one of their songs.
Okay. You guys gave them props for being on the right track with Big Lungs, but didn't fucking guess just fucking lungs?
What? Give me a break!
Damn.
We deserve that one.
Yeah.
Dog Days Are Over is on that record.
It is. It was, and that's why you should know it, because that's the biggest song ever. Mm-hmm. It was on.
Damn,
it.
Wow. Dude.
I feel... Even though we got it wrong, I feel good about
yeah.
That.
Yeah, indicated. Solid guess.
When you want an album art or a music trivia?
When Zach was like, you're on the right track, I was like, he knows it.
No, I was just looking at the album art. What?
All right, do you want to do 3-point album art or 3-point music trivia?
I think we go album art.
Okay, we're going to do red album art.
We got to go big, hopefully. Hopefully it pans out.
All right, the Shamcox Saints are doing their album art, 3 points. This is a doozy.
Shit.
I need the artist, the album title, and the year released of this
album. This is Meatloaf. Yeah?
The artist as opposed to the food.
Yeah, the artist. Isn't this Meatloaf?
This is all you. I have zero guesses. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess Meatloaf. I don't know the name of the album. What's that? And year... Is 98.
Let's say
98.
What do you want to guess on the album name? Gargoyles.
Okay.
Why sure. Not? Yeah.
How about no. Meatloaf. What's a good Meatloaf song? 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Okay.
It's probably not that.
Meatloaf. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 1998.
Sure.
That's your final guess.
It's probably not even close.
It is Meatloaf. But it is not 1998. It is not...
Dang it. Well, at least we got one.
So. I'm going to guess Bad Outta Hell.
Damn it.
And year is 94.
I'll back that up.
I have no idea on the year.
I think he's right on the name.
Let's see if he's right. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not giving it to you.
I know, I didn't say it
it's
right.
It's Bad Out of Hell 2, Back
oh,
Into
what?
Hell, 1993. Very close, but that's...
Damn!
Hey, Shamcox over here.
At least guys, got a point. We're,
does
we're
he
on the
have?
Board.
Does he have an album called Bad Out of Hell?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then Bad Out of Hell 2, Back Into Hell.
Back Into Hell.
That's pretty sick, dude.
Meatloaf was crazy,
Meatloaf
man.
Can just do whatever he wants, dude.
His name is Meatloaf.
Okay, Gino's East, it's you guys' category.
Go choose, bro.
I Random Gauntlet, Red.
Random Gauntlet.
All right.
Red. Put it back in. El Rojo. This is a slow-mo song.
Okay, you guys ready?
I already know it.
It's Def Leppard. Photograph.
Damn it.
Def Leppard, Photograph.
He's got it.
Final guess.
Picture of Mama.
It is Def Leppard, Photograph.
Hell yeah.
They might have just beat it.
Hell yeah.
You're the
Hell
only
yeah.
one
it's all you
I want to touch.
Well, they
touch.
Got seven.
What do you want to hit?
Well, it doesn't matter now.
Well, I mean, we could still technically come back.
You could. There's 7 points available. You could win 7.
Random Gauntlet Blue? Or Music
well,
Trivia
hold on,
3?
Hold on. If we take the 1 point away from him,
the rest is, the
then we can bet that we could get a steal, right? But we're betting on a steal no matter what, right?
Yeah, so we have to get that 1 point.
Right.
So can you get that for one?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go for one.
Very interesting strategy here, folks. Hope it pans out for him. I don't know, Cotton. He will not be able to see very well with that on. Blank is an American rock band formed from Grays Lake, Illinois in 1995. The band was originally composed of two brothers, Pete Leffler, vocals, and Sam Leffler, drums and percussion.
Oof. He's right. Fallout Boy.
You know what?
You guys locking in Fallout Boy?
Yeah, that's the best guess I got.
Sure.
Fallout Boy is unfortunately incorrect.
Dang it.
For the Shamcock Saints.
We are a sham.
Geno's East. Do you know the answer?
My next best guess is Cheap Trick.
No
Cheap
way.
Trick?
In 95?
Yeah.
Guess
no.
it.
Because they're from Rockford.
But they formed in 95. The question.
They born,
Cheap yeah. Trick was like big in like the 80s.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
Or in 70s.
Throw me
yeah.
a better guess than fucking Cheap Trick.
That's the best I can.
I'm
doing the best I can.
Man.
I'm from Illinois.
Yeah, I don't either, man.
This is tough.
I have no idea.
You guys, okay. Well.
Yeah.
Cheap Trick is incorrect. you guys also suck. This is Chevelle, guys.
Oh, you what? Spelled it wrong as well.
Shavel. Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Ugh. Chavel.
Shavel.
Oops.
I didn't know the dude's name was Pete.
For Pete's sake, you know.
Pete and Sam.
Sorry, Chavel.
I thought you guys knew their names.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't. I've never looked into their names.
Well,
I don't
we
know
gotta get both fucking 3-pointers.
Bro, they're from Illinois, yeah. bro.
Those you gotta are steal my, this one.
Those are my boys.
They can't get a
Geno's East.
Point.
You guys going trivia or gauntlet?
Well, both 3 points are 3 points or nothing. Right?
Yep, all yeah. or nothing points.
Okay, good.
You want to do gauntlet again?
Send her on the gauntlet.
send her on the gauntlet. Who was this American jazz, country, and blues guitarist, songwriter, luthier, and inventor whose 1940 invention, the log, served as a prototype for a product that's still used today?
Oh, man.
It's Les Paul.
Shit.
Yep. Lock it in.
It's Les Paul.
Les Paul is correct.
Damn it.
They whooped our
My
ass.
Boy.
I would have had that one.
Woo, clutch, dude. Clutch.
Michelle Zach went shit.
Yep.
Just so you know.
Yeah, but they were going to guess it. That's all they had.
Maybe.
That's all they
log.
Had.
Maybe not. They might have.
Gibson gave him that prototype.
They went back and forth on one earlier.
Alright, let us try the music trivia for 3.
Alright, yeah, music trivia for fun.
Okay, music trivia, 3-pointers. Linkin Park's debut album, Hybrid Theory, showcased 4 singles that can all be attributed to launching them into mainstream success.
Ooh.
Can you name Shit. All 4 singles?
In the End.
Paper Cut.
Paper Cut.
Mm-hmm.
Numb.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's the 4th?
four?
In the End, for sure. One Step Closer.
Oh, yeah.
Crawling. And Crawling is... Yeah, Paper Cut.
That's it? You got it?
Dang. Wow. Josh would have whooped our ass anyway.
Well, we lost.
Yeah, Faint and Numb are on.
Meteor. Yeah, you guys did.
I mean, that's close.
That might be the biggest deficit.
It was close.
In music trivia gauntlet history.
That was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tannen.
And was it just Josh?
How many words are in the song "Blurry" by Puddle of Mud? This is your tiebreaker.
What?
123. Well, Zach would have won. It's 405.
Holy
damn,
shit.
Motherfucker. I was going with the Price is Right rules, and Zach would have got
the chorus
dog.
Four times.
That's true, yeah.
All right. So this is episode 18. And episode 18 is Mr. Tannen Brand's pick for an album. Dick Dog, tell us what it is.
All right. I picked Alkaline Trio's new record, Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs. It came out January 26th, I believe, some right around there, of this year. And I have been nothing but stoked on it. Alkaline Trio's been a band forever. I've always loved them. Hearing Matt back in the Alkaline Trio really solidified my love for this band. I think they fucking rip. Man, if you like punk at all, it's like the greatest Take Me Back to My Punk Roots record ever. And it's not even really that punk. It kind of has a rock and roll vibe to it.
I felt some pop punk out of it too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Lots. Some pop punk.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't get punk vibes from it. Like,
I really didn't
all.
Either.
Well,
but unfortunately, that's our time. It's been episode 18.
I love how
but like
got
you,
a new
you
joke
start
ready
you
to go
start
every
very punk. Like Hot for Preacher is a pretty punk song. Now
super.
It's almost more rock than it is punk, but it's not pop punk.
No, no. So I mean, there definitely are like punk elements to
right.
it, and like so lyrically, you get the like the punk
right.
kind of vibe lyrically from it, but overall, like. Aesthetically is probably not the right word, but the overall like musical vibe of it, I didn't get punk.
Well, it's like if straight up punk is like here and then pop punk is over here. Some of the songs are in, you know, more on the punk side and some of them are more on the pop punk side.
Yeah, and that's kind of Chicago punk in general. Like Chicago almost never entered into the realm of punk where like the New Yorkers were at and even South Florida and then like LA, they always had their fucking own vibe mm-hmm. about them. And Alkaline Trio is kind of the best example that I could give to somebody who's like, well, where's like punk? Cause they're a 90s band.
Yep.
And so I don't know. You can't, but I don't call Rise Against punk either. Like,
I think they're more punk than this album was.
Yeah.
Sure, but like, let's go. What
when I think
of
punk,
one?
I think of like the fast, like the galloping drum beats.
Right,
like
right.
There was
not a single,
not a single drum beat like that in this.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, and that's. I was a little disappointed. So, your recommendation for a song several weeks ago was "Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs" off mm-hmm. this record.
Also, what a.
Also,
what
that's
a name.
My favorite song on
what
the whole record.
That's a great
song.
So, what an album title, right?
Yeah.
Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs.
It's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it's kind of grotesque.
Yeah,
it's very. It's
everything
very,
they
it's
write is kind of like about blood and gore, and like almost like this kind of like weird emo goth kind of vibe.
Yeah, Matt has
undertone.
Definitely a fascination with
and,
it,
and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like lyrically, it was pretty punk.
It's a really punk name.
Yeah. It is.
You can't
right?
you
yeah.
can't take that
right.
away from him.
No, but so what I was going to say was when you were like, yeah, this is the record that I'm going to do, I look it up and I see that the first song on the record is Hot for Preacher. I was very, very, very disappointed it wasn't like an absolute rip-off of Hot for Teacher, but it was like about
But that is a hilarious name for a song.
Hot for Preacher, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
great. Especially in all the so Matt was a Catholic growing up.
Yeah, and so I was really hoping like it was funny connotation. Yeah, I was really hoping it was like altar boy, I'm hot for preacher.
It was like that. That was his joke in
Catholics
it.
Are crazy.
Also, the blood, hair, and eyeballs.
Nice callback.
I watched an interview with him talking about it, and the blood, hair, and eyeballs was his mom was a late night ER nurse in Chicago. And he was like, every morning I would wake up getting ready for school when I was a kid. He's like, I'm 8 years old. And I would ask my mom, how was work last night? And she would say, oh, it was blood, hair, and eyeballs. Mm. And that's where he got the name for
that's
the record.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice. That's a, that's
cool.
A very wholesome story. I thought this was more like a...
There's some dark like, elements going on.
Nope. I mean, there are...
Well,
story.
He's always loved
there is some lyrical content that is kind of like depressing.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like in... I think it was
broken down in a time machine.
Oh, Teenage Heart, the last song on the album. Ooh, that's a
Teenage
dark
Heart
song.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he says, "What I want for Christmas is an AR-15."
Yeah.
Fentanyl in my stocking.
Fentanyl in my stocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's
and
just, to be an
and just one single friend to call.
That's some dark shit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
like
man.
The edgy emo internet Reddit kid.
That was the only political way this
right
whole entire record went too.
Right.
He waited
heart,
till
dude.
The very last. But, God damn, it's so catchy. If we're talking about Teenage Heart, that, it kind of reminds me of The Killers, the way it starts.
Yeah. I was going to say.
And, oh, sorry.
No, go.
But the fucking line, man, because you are going the whole time, like, it's kind of poppy. It's kind of like The Killers-ish.
Right.
And then he goes, like a teenage heart in America. And you're like. God damn, that's catchy. It is catchy. It's very like Green Day-esque.
Right.
And then he you start listening to the lyrics and he's like, all I want for Christmas is an AR-15,
right.
Fentanyl in my stocking, and one single friend to call. And it's like, damn.
So where did he arrive on all those things, man?
I guess looking at a teenage heart in America.
Yeah.
Well, what he's saying is like, so he's writing I guess he's writing from the perspective of what a teenage kid would feel like, a 15-year-old kid would feel like right now, right? That's what he's saying. It's like, I can't do any drugs without fentanyl being in it. I'm scared of going to school because of fucking AR-15s. That's his statement in the song.
Right.
Okay, that sounds pretty...
Yeah. I will say this. I had a really hard time like breaking this album down as far as like if I liked it or not. Because I like, on a base level, I liked all of it. Mm-hmm. But there were very few, like, songs that, like, are going to stick with me.
Like standout tracks.
Yeah. Mm. But I think Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs is one of them. I also think Teenage Heart is the other one for me. That I'll continue to listen to. Meet Me, the chorus of Meet Me was pretty catchy.
Yeah.
See, that was my least favorite song on the record. Because it's meet me, kiss me.
It was catchy, though. It was like it was like that repetitive catchiness.
Damn, if I had an X to put on the record, it would be Meet Me. That's crazy.
I guess I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you. But there was a lot of the songs didn't, they just weren't like standout. Like, it's like,
I think
song.
They were solid listening.
It was like, it was.
What about you, Jonshi? What do you think?
Well, I thought the album was interesting because I've never been into the Alkaline Trio. Not because I don't like them. I just never explored their catalog.
There's
like,
no the.
My first, huh?
There's no the.
It's just
sorry.
Alkaline Trio.
Josh is like,
you're right.
And
you're
I'll
right.
see you.
They
guys
are
next
just
week.
The Alkaline.
The Alkaline Trio doesn't have a the.
Sorry.
Anyway, keep going.
So I wasn't a big fan of the Alkaline Trio before.
Bro, he's getting hot.
I know.
Bro's sweating.
Anyway.
No, my first exposure to like Matt Skiba at all was when he joined Blink.
Oh,
and so I was a fan of California, the Blink album, California. And then what was the second one called?
Nine.
Nine. That one I'm like on the fence on. Like, I like some songs and I don't really care for a lot of the other songs. Mm-hmm. But then when he got back with Alkaline Trio, and he released, I think Blood, Hair and Eyeballs was like the single or one of the singles.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, damn,
one,
this is pretty cool. Like, mm-hmm. I can dig this. So I was looking forward to the album. I liked it overall, man. Like, actually, the first three songs for me were, I think, my favorite songs, other than Blood, Hair and Eyeballs. Because the riffs on those first three songs are just badass.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, for me, like, every time the riff would come in, I was like, oh, damn, this is sick. Like, I love it.
Even Bad Time, bam, bam.
Yeah, I like Bad Time.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
I will say this. They did a really good job at, I mean, I don't know how many songs they had to choose from. But I will say that from top to bottom, I never lost interest in it.
I'd agree
That's a good.
They're all good songs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that like all of them are like, they're all on the same level. But what I'm saying is that there wasn't a song on this record that I was like, I just really want to skip this.
Mm. Right.
I'd agree with that.
Especially my first listen through where I was expecting them to go somewhere. Some of them just didn't go there, but they got to that place of expectation though.
Right. Know? Yeah, you're right. I didn't have a song that I wanted to skip on this album either.
You could almost say. I'm not going to though.
Is it certified?
No.
It's not, but it's there.
It's close.
Because at the end of the day, I will be skipping 8 of these 11 songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't know if you actually like the album or not.
I didn't. I got to the place where I was like,
what did you say?
Can we have a rewind?
We'll be right back, guys. No, I would say that... So, adding on to the Matt Skiba being in Blink-182 thing, this was interesting to me. Is I thought he wasn't... He didn't fit Blink-182 very well, I didn't think. I mean, he fit well enough, and it worked pretty good, but I wasn't huge on it.
Right.
But listening to some of these songs, I mean, there was some, like, I was like, this sounds like a Blink song.
Dude, I got Blink vibes on a couple songs, too.
Oh, like, sure. Broken Down in like, Time Machine.
Like, did he come back?
Yeah,
and
Broken
just,
Down,
like,
yeah. I wrote more Blink vibes, and what was the other one that had Blink vibes in it?
Was it Shake With Me?
Scars.
Scars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was gonna say I can't believe nobody's mentioned Scars yet because that's my favorite riff on the whole album.
Scars is sick.
Yeah. It was up
the
there.
Bass tone on that song. Is
I
sick.
Know it's dude, it's here, very the myself. Bass tone reminded me of like the dude from Velvet Revolver's bass tone.
Oh yeah,
like on Slither.
Scars was up there. That's one of my like that's on the top end of the songs for me.
I just really like the really stabby chords, the really stabby mm-hmm. riff. It's like bah, 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 bah,
dude
bah,
I
bah,
bah,
yeah. Also I think vocally he sounds like a pirate.
He has an interesting voice.
He's got like this
and
weird
cadence. Yeah, the way he says things,
he does have an odd cadence. So
na-na-na-na-na-na.
So yeah. I was a big Alkaline Trio fan before Matt ever went to Blink, and so what I was expecting from Matt being in Blink would have been like hearing Broken Down in a Time Machine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I never got it. I also don't like Matt. I felt like in a lot of the shit he did with Blink, he was trying to replace Tom.
Instead of just being him.
And it's like, man, I loved Matt when he was just Alkaline Trio's lead mm-hmm. singer. I love Matt.
Right.
And... Man, like Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs is so Matt.
I also wonder how much of that was influenced by Travis and Mark, because maybe he did come to him with like that, and they were like, "That's not really
so
our."
Talks about
that's not really
about
our brand.
In an interview.
Also, how do you try to step into a band like Blink-182 and not
replace the guy you're replacing?
Yeah, not try to
right,
extend the legacy sure. of Blink-182.
None sure. of us have ever done that. One out of.
At least even
5 million musicians have never tried to replace one of the most iconic of our generation musicians.
Right.
That would be so fucking scary.
Yeah.
At least like, he didn't talk about aliens.
True. But he talks about
Well, let's be real. Aliens exist.
He talks about
that's a big part robots of what made Blink-182.
Robots fighting.
They're demons.
He talks about robots fighting people, and this is a bad time for me. Because in bad time, he's like, he says literally in one of his lines is, there's killer robots and they're coming for me.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A bad time.
Yeah. It's a
bad like he's on the phone with somebody that
right.
he should be talking to.
Right.
And he says, there's killer robots coming for me.
Oh, I did write catchy tune, fun lyrics.
Yeah. No, I love Matt being back. Also, the drummer on this record was the original drummer for Alkaline Trio back in the 90s. Adam Willard, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
A-T-O-M. His parents were rocket scientists, so they
Willard?
Named him Adam. Anyways.
Oh, his name is A-T-O-M.
A-T-O-M.
God, that's Adam. Such a gangster first name, dude.
Anyways, here's a little bit of fun information. He's one of my favorite drummers ever. He was the drummer on, is it Conspiracy of One, the Offspring record? The one with the flame?
I think
no way.
I think so.
So he's the drummer on that record. He's the drummer on We Don't Need to Whisper and I Empire.
No shit.
All these tight little pop punk circles.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. He's the drummer of the first two or three
Alkaline
Trio records.
Do you think
records?
They talk shit about Tom?
Of course.
Probably. Also,
but also, he has way more money, so how much shit can you really talk?
Right.
Like, you can only talk so much shit until you're like, yeah, but he outsold us by $45 million.
Right.
Wow, yeah.
They remake
just
the Adam song and
right.
Well, so, just so you know, his
re-spell
birth
it?
Name is Adam, A-D-A-M.
Oh, it is.
He changed it to A-T-O-M.
Okay. Oh.
Oh. Is he a small guy?
No.
No, but... It is crazy that he so he did record with Rocket from the Crypt, The Special Goddess, The Offspring, Angels and Airwaves, Solstice Distortion, Danko Jones, and Against Me.
Damn.
So yeah. If Adam ever developed a split personality, would he go nuclear? I'm sorry.
Bros.
I'm sorry.
Too
bro.
Complicated.
Oh my
that's
God.
A good joke. That's a good joke.
That was a good science joke.
But yeah. He fucking rips.
I love
this
science.
Is his first record back with Alkaline Trio.
The drums are solid, man. Everything was solid. The guitars, the bass. I will say I was not huge on the production of the album. I think that was like the punk rock element.
Yeah.
For me is how raw and like
it had
it's not that
underproduced
it is mm-hmm. like
yeah.
I think they were probably because all the other albums that are coming out right now are like mega produced.
Sure.
Super.
It is the intention. It's not like these fucking guys don't have the money.
Yeah.
Right.
I also admire that a little bit too, you know, for the raw element of it.
Right.
Now, I don't think this album is a example of this, but there are some albums that you can tell they sound underproduced, but they got that sound by overproduction.
Right.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
They
put effects on it. They
did
editing to make it sound raw and underproduced.
And like,
this doesn't sound that way. This is, I think, actually
another fun
raw.
Fact. Real quick fun fact.
Yeah.
This was at Studio 606 in LA.
Oh, cool.
With Dave Grohl.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
Dave Grohl is all about that fucking Chicago punk. He always he's loved it.
Wait, did Dave produce this?
No, he did not produce it, but he was there for a lot of the production. He was there the entire time they recorded. Apparently Matt and Dave are good buddies.
That's cool.
And
I didn't know that.
So
I mean, it's one of those things that like the more I got into the album I didn't notice it, but like hitting play on the first song I'm like, oh, this production kind of sucks, you know. It's just not like like I'm just used to hearing all kinds of overproduced shit now, so I'm probably just jaded. But like, the more I listen to songs, like I wasn't paying attention to it.
Adam Willard didn't record this album.
That's actually another thing that I was gonna say. Just getting into this album in general.
This is the band's final
album
with their longtime drummer Derek Grant.
Oh, so Adam's playing with them now though.
Adam is playing with them now, but he recorded it, and then he left the band before they announced this album.
Wow.
What were you saying?
But yeah, listening to this album, I don't think this is this kind of album where you listen to it necessarily as an audiophile or because you're listening for killer riffs. They have some great riffs, but I don't think that's necessarily, like, if you're really trying to enjoy this album, you really have to digest the lyrical content
for sure
and get emotionally involved with the music.
I agree with that.
When I listened to it the first time, I gotta say I wasn't super emotionally attached to it, so it took me a couple of listens to really start feeling the record, so to speak. I think that's just one, like, this is that type of record where you really have to kind of almost put yourself in the band's shoes from their standpoint of, like, their writing style.
Right.
I would say I loved Versions of You. I love the way Matt sings in that, too, just, like, so over-exaggerated.
That's a good one.
And then I think that the most well-written song on the record is Shake With Me. Now, the one that got me to be like, damn, I love this record is Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs. Like,
That one was...
I mean, just lyrically, the way he wrote it was so well written. Just like, I never ever want to see your motherfucking face again. Mm-hmm. It's like, beautiful. He fit motherfucking into a very, like,
and it doesn't sound out of place. Right. A lot of times it's people try and squeeze that
he's
in.
Not forcing it.
Right.
No. At all. My note was that it did feel forced. Not the first time, but he does it
four times
in the verse. Mm. And by the fourth time, you're like,
it is the hook of the verse.
It feels like,
that's fair.
Did you ever say motherfucking, like,
I don't know if I can motherfucking agree.
No, I love Blood. I loved Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs.
I didn't know. I did too, but I just wanted to point out that at first you're like, it fit kind of seamlessly, but by the second, third, fourth time you hear it, you're like, you notice it,
right?
And you're like, man, it's.
But Tannen's right. It is like the hook of the song.
Oh. I was going to say, the song Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs, I can see why they named the album that, because it's the most standout song.
I've got nightmares up and down my walls. Yeah. I've got some things that I should say.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, those are good lines, man.
And it's catchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's catchy. Like, as a fellow songwriter, I dream of, like, coming up with something that's that catchy and that it gets anybody, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's creative.
I've got some things that I should say. Of course you do. Like, fucking of course you have something you should say.
Yeah.
That's cool. Everybody relates to it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, the music video for that is dope.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I think they're in the
skate park.
Yeah, skate park.
Wyatt, do you have anything to contribute to this conversation?
Yeah, you're awfully quiet over there.
Does this put, what?
Hey, he yeah. What did you think about the bass tones?
He didn't listen to it.
But
he didn't listen.
He did say his favorite one was Scars.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
But so overall, like, anything? what would you digest as a bassist?
He didn't listen to it.
Do you go, damn, I don't really like that, or damn, I like it?
Bass specifically, I mean, the tone's really good for the genre of music, right? It's like that really
high, it obviously gain, has high some gain effects,
kind
yeah.
of fucking bass playing with a pick. It's probably like a four string, right? You know what I mean? Nothing too complicated, though. You know,
pretty
compared
root
to
notes.
Compared to like the record we listened to last weekend, where it's like you could almost argue that the bassist is overplaying, right? It's like there is no such thing as overplaying on this record. You know what I mean? And so it's like, you got to respect that. You know what I mean? You got to respect holding it down for an entire album without ever overplaying at all.
You know what I did as far as bass-wise goes in Shake With Me? They switched, like, what the guitar should be doing, and the bass is doing it.
Oh, that's cool.
Could you play it?
Mm-hmm. And Shake With Me?
Yeah. I think it's the beginning of Shake With Me. I hope I'm not wrong on this.
For a minute, I thought he was asking me if I could physically play it. I was like,
yeah. No, I'm not. and then.
Oh.
Like, that's just cool shit to me, man. I like hearing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is just giving me Blink vibes, man.
You know what I mean? It's like. Like, this is a great example. There's so much space.
Yeah.
Yeah, the atmosphere.
Like, because he could be going da 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 da.
Right. It's cool bass playing, though.
But oh, yeah. But
that was a cool little fill.
You know? He's a great bass player.
And then he does get in it. Oh, I guess he keeps it.
This one gives me such Blink
vibes. Wide open.
This one does?
Bro, you could get into this pocket and swim around.
I think I also do think that this is the most well-written song on the record.
This is pretty punky.
I love the second line of this chorus. Or pre-chorus, I guess. Five when you're letting go.
That two-step, though.
Damn, I just like it, man. I don't know.
It's good.
I won't ever not like it. I
like verses like that that have the breaks in between, like, the bass, the bass notes.
Well...
I like how happy
simple,
it sounds.
Simple verses.
Right? I will say this. I hope you guys liked it because I really liked the record. If you guys don't like it, it won't bother me at all. But it did fucking take me back to like being 17 in my car again, fucking not giving a shit about the world.
Well, I think that's a great segue to us rating this album. Does everyone have a rating in their mind?
No.
We're going to do it a little different this year. Everyone's going to rate it from 1 to 100.
1 to 100.
I'm kidding. Thumbs up, 50%. Thumbs down. On three. One.
It's so tough.
This month. Two, three. We got four. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
We got up, half, up, half.
Okay.
4 to 5. All
right. 4 to 5. I mean, it definitely makes me want to check out the rest of their catalog now.
I feel like I need to listen to it more to really grow with it.
You should. I will say this. I think this is the best Matt has ever been. I think coming out of Blink was a really good thing for Matt Skiba.
You think this is the best songwriting he's ever had? Like, ever?
So, here's the thing. There's some, like, Calling All Skeletons, Jake Don Beers.
Is that the name of a song?
Yeah.
Jake Don Beers?
Yeah.
Calling All Skeletons?
Those are cool names.
Matt's been a phenomenal writer. It's hard to say, like... I think this
Calling
is the best
skeletons
he's ever been.
Cool.
I do think. I think he's at the top of his game right now. I think coming out of Blink was a very good thing for Matt Skiba. Because I've always loved Alkaline Trio, but I don't think I ever loved any single Alkaline Trio as much as I loved this Alkaline Trio.
Cool.
Okay.
I don't want my 50% to make it sound like I didn't like the album.
I went 50 as well.
Because I do. There was just... It didn't, like, hit that... Fuck yeah for me. You
well,
know?
Like, fair.
It
well,
was
hear,
just good. It
well,
was just
out.
Good.
I almost went 52, right? Because it's, like... All of it's really, really good. But like Josh said earlier, none of it was, like, extremely standout.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I
thoroughly enjoyed the whole thing as well.
Yes.
It's
and,
like...
When honestly, I mean...
When
that...
I want to listen to, like, punk, pop punk, fucking hard rock and roll... This is awesome.
And
it's
honestly,
fantastic.
It's so hard to legitimately put out 11 songs that you even consider not skipping one of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They may not all be great songs. They're never going to be 11 number one hits. It's not ever going to happen.
Right. Sure.
But keeping my attention and my engagement through 11 songs...
It's hard
to do. And I'll tell you this, I listened to this today twice back to back on repeat,
you know,
and didn't have a point where I was like,
I did the same thing. I had heard the album previously, but like I listened to it all the way through today, and then I was working while I was while I was listening to it, and then before I knew it, I was on track three again, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to let it keep going again. I was like, it's just good.
Well, I intentionally did it. I wanted to, my first listen through last week, listen to front to back. I was like, I didn't mind any of those, like, or I didn't mind all of those, or whatever, however that would, however you say that. I didn't hate any of them. Yeah. But today I was like, I'm going to listen to it top to bottom again. Just
right, and pick it apart.
Yeah, once for a refresher, but, and go, my first listen through, and I went, I didn't find one. I didn't, there wasn't a lull in this album.
Like, there was, I'm going to listen to it again. There was no song where I was like, this song sucks.
It was very well put together.
But you were also not like, I love this song.
Exactly. Yes. But I gave it a thumbs up because I listened to it for my first workout this weekend. And then I liked it enough from that first one to listen to it two more times on my second and third workout this week. And I was like, that's, if you can get me to listen to it two more times, if it's that entertaining for me, then it's a thumbs up.
Yeah.
See, I had a hard time picking this record. Just because I was like, it's so up my alley and maybe not up anybody else's alley, but I was, this record and the Green Day record, I was like, you know what? It's my favorite shit to listen to right now. I'm going to make everybody else listen to it.
I think that's a
fair point, because, like, for me, the reason I went half is not that I thought the album was bad remotely. Personally, it comes down to, am I going to go out of my way to listen to this on my own free time? And, like, for me, it's a, like, yeah, I'll listen to it occasionally, but it's not really up my alley. Like, I kind of listen to a lot of different kind of music. I like pop punk.
It's a very Tannen record.
Yeah.
It's a very Tannen.
I'm just saying, record. I rarely in my work truck am like, I'm going to listen to pop punk today. I usually just, I'm weird. But, like, I don't know. This is good. I like it. I need to listen to it more to get more emotionally involved into it.
All right.
Yeah. My bad. Esten was making a face.
No, 4 out of 5 is, well, it's
pretty solid.
It's a solid rating, but it's also a solid rating for this room. Since we've started this podcast, I have been pretty surprised at how much we do differ in our, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we agree on.
Right.
But I think where we differ on things really makes that rating not like,
you never bullshit. Know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know?
Right. Because we're not all bringing like the same types of albums.
To, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the fact that we went from the Fearless Flyers, was that what they're called?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. To this week. That's pretty cool.
Well, we went Sleep Token to Fearless Fly, or Sleep Token to Descartes. also cool. Forget, I don't know Esten. If you guys saw that, but
they liked.
Yeah, first band to like and comment on our podcast.
They did.
They commented that's too.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So that was
hard
cool.
Eyes. And
it's like five. It's like I feel seen. Like what we're doing here isn't just
damn.
Like a waste
well,
of time.
I hey, feel like Matt, if you see this, I fucking love that you're back with Alkaline.
Matt Skiba, Chicago Gang Gang.
All right, Tannen,
Genos.
you got a recommendation for the Geno. Viewers at home to listen
to this
week?
I sure do. This song came out on Friday morning. It's called "Pulling Teeth" by Slow Joy.
Okay,
I love Slow Joy.
They're playing at the Moxie on the 30th.
Pulling Teeth, Slow Joy.
Undersea is opening,
dude. Yeah.
For Slow cool. Teeth.
Dang.
Or Slow Joy.
Slow Joy?
Slow
Joy?
Yeah.
Slow Teeth.
Pulling
joy.
Teeth by pulling Slow Joy.
Pulling Joy by Slow
Teeth.
Slow
Teeth is kind of
well,
a cool
yeah,
name.
So give Pulling Teeth a listen. If you haven't, if you've watched this episode and you haven't listened to the Alkaline Trio album, Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs, give that a listen too. We're us in the A6. This is the Third Street Podcast, episode 18. We'll see you.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Cheers.
On the next one. But you circle pulling teeth, but hold me down till I believe that I'm okay, that I'm okay.